That's right, Nita. The big story this week, Jewish Green supporters have told the Jewish News they were disgusted, dismayed, disappointed, and so upset that talking about it isn't an option after Melbourne Port's candidate Stephanie Hodgins-May withdrew from a debate with her Labor and Liberal counterparts because the event was co-hosted by Zionism Victoria. Now, the Greens candidate said that she only learned of Zionism Victoria's involvement last Tuesday. She told the Jewish News last Wednesday that she wasn't comfortable participating in a forum which is co-hosted by an organization that isn't an independent newspaper. Now, Nita, the Jewish News is one partner of this event. It's still going ahead with the Liberal and Labor candidate, but without Stephanie Hodgins-May. Now, in reality, Steph Hodgins-May had actually been informed of Zionism Victoria's involvement 8 days earlier in emails from AJN national editor Zeddy Lawrence. Now, when confronted with the fact that her Greens colleague, Melbourne MP Adam Bandt, would be speaking at the politically active pro-BDS Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network this Monday, she then told the Jewish News that she had pulled out because of Zionism Victoria's strong political views, including in relation to the United Nations, where she once had worked. Now, in a further twist, it has emerged that Hodgins-May has agreed to speak at a Q&A run by AUJUS, the Australasian Union of Jewish Students, even though it is an organization which is not only Zionist and politically active, but also an affiliate of Zionism Victoria. There has been major backlash, Nita, since her decision to withdraw from this panel, which was to be co-hosted by the Jewish News and Zionism Victoria. The president of that organization, Shireen Hambor, told the Jewish News this week that Hodgins-May's decision to speak at the AUJUS event is too little too late and does nothing to address the hurt and the insult inflicted on the Jewish community. You can read full coverage, it's our cover story this week, of the Greens candidate Steph Hodgins-May in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Emmanuel Synagogue's Rabbi Jeffrey Cummins was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia, OAM, for his service to the community. And more than 20 Jewish people across Australia were given Queen's birthday honours. It's quite incredible.
It is quite incredible indeed, Nita. Jeffrey Cummins, he is among the crop of this year's Queen's Birthday honorees. The honor is particularly poignant for the US-born Rabbi Cummins, who, despite becoming an Australian citizen in 1992, said that now I am home, I must be a real Australian. Rabbi Cummins said the honor shouldn't just be for him, but for the entire Emmanuel Synagogue community. He said it was an honor to get this OAM. Rabbi Cummins is, of course, a consultant to the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. He's chaplain for the Australian Army Reserves, a board member of the Shalom Institute, a founding member of Mazon Australia, and co-founder of Mazorti Judaism in Australia. He's got a long list of titles, a big mazel tov to him. Nita, other recipients of the Queen's Birthday Honours include Julia Golding, who is, of course, the CEO of the Centre on Ageing, the COA. She said that she was honoured to receive this OAM. The Czechoslovakian-born daughter of Holocaust survivors was honoured with a Medal of the Order of Australia. She says that her drive to help senior citizens in need developed under the guidance of COA's founder, the late Maya Kangan, and its honorary life president, Zelda Fagan, who is still there part-time. Today, of course, Tom Lowenstein, the visual artist, who credits his wife Sylvia with introducing him to the lure of the canvas. He told the Jewish News it was her influence that dragged him into the field of the arts. Nita, I'm not sure if there's any relationship between you and Tom Lowenstein, but a big mazel tov to him.
Well, we share the same name, Lowenstein, spelling the same. I'm not sure that we are related. We are Lowensteins that came originally from South Africa, but all the Lowensteins actually trace their roots to the one Lowenstein family in Vienna, I think Austria, in the 18th century.
Wow.
So may very well be related somewhere.
Amazing, amazing. Nietzsche. Then there's Leon Fink. Nietzsche, his vision brought zing and zest to Sydney's entertainment scene through the rise of the iconic Kinsella's Brasserie, Circus Oz, and world-class restaurants Key, Otto, Benelong, among others. Fink is the chairman and director of the Fink Group and honored on the Queen's birthday holiday for both his business leadership and philanthropic contributions spanning 40 years by being named a member of the Order of Australia. And of course, there's John Cowdor, the dedicated collector, patron and supporter of contemporary art, who was made an officer of the Order of Australia and AO for distinguished service to contemporary visual art, as well as philanthropic contributions to cultural institutions. You can read about them and all the other Jewish recipients of the Queen's Birthday Honours in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News.
Evan, I was fascinated to read in the AJN about the first female Orthodox rabbi.
That's right, Nita. Her name is Rabbi Lila Cajdan, and she'll be speaking in Sydney thanks to Encounters at Shalom in partnership with Or Hadash, and she'll speak about her recent appointment as rabbi in residence at Melbourne Shira Hadasha Synagogue and what she hopes to achieve in this historic role at an exclusive event at Double Bay on June 20. Now, it will be an in-conversation style evening commencing at 6:30 p.m. Shalom Institute Director Michael Mizrahi said that Rabbi Cajdan is a real case of the boundaries being pushed and expanded upon within the realm of modern orthodoxy. And to book tickets, you can call 93814160.
I would actually like to go and ask her how she's going to cope with the leading prayers, being a shaliach tzibur, with the woman's voice shouldn't be heard. And the other thing, as you know, all the chazanim, they are male, not females. And also about the mechitza, how they are going to cope with these constraints in the Orthodox Jewish religion. So it will be very interesting to meet the new female Orthodox rabbi and ask her these questions.
Nita, they're very valid questions, and it will be very interesting to hear her answers. And if anyone wants to ask her directly, they can go along to this event tomorrow night. It will be held, as I said, in Double Bay from 6:30 p.m. There'll be a bit of a Q&A in conversation style evening with her, and you can ask her that. To book tickets, you can visit encounters.edu.au or call 93814160.
Evan, Sheer Madness is back with the star-studded lineup.
That's right. The Sheer Madness Jewish Music Festival returns to Sydney and its Bondi Pavilion home this year on Sunday, September 18, and it features more than 30 acts on 5 stages. Now, the first acts to be announced include the popular husband and wife team of Deborah Conway and Willie Zygia and world music band Monsieur Camembert. Sheer Madness will be held in September from noon to 10 p.m., a full day of musical acts at the Bondi Pavilion in Bondi Beach. And for early bird tickets, visit sheermadness.com.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you very much and have a great week.